Okay, the next mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Kuf Mem Ches, 548. As we continue in Parshas Kisetze, we are now up to four mitzvos related to the topic of kilayim, of mixing items that are not allowed to be mixed. Some of these we already had back earlier in Sefer Vayikra, and we have four of them right here. The Rambam writes at the beginning of Hilchas Kilayim that there are five Isurim related to Kilayim that he's going to talk about in Hilchas Kilayim. There are more. There's another mitzvah, the next one, 549, that the Rambam does not talk about in Hilchas Kilayim, but we'll mention that in a minute. But the Rambam says, Yish b'cholam chamesh mitzvahs lo saseh. The Rambam says, in the beginning, there are five lo saseh that I'm going to talk about. Also interesting that the Rambam puts Hilchas Kilayim first. It's not first. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi did not. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi had brachos peah demai, then Kilayim. Peah is talked about in Matnas Aniyim, which is later. The Rambam felt strongly that Kilayim should be first, even before Matnas Aniyim. Matnas Aniyim is the second set of halachas in Zraim. First he has the 10 brachim of Kilayim, and then he has Matnas Aniyim. So the Rambam says that there are five Isurim related to Kilayim. Number one, Shalol Lizroa Zraim Kilayim. One is not allowed to be Zorea Kilayim in a field, right? Two different Tvua, right, two different items that are growing. Not allowed to put them together. Cucumbers and tomatoes. Any two types of things are usher for to plant. Number two, shelo lizroa tevua o yerek bekerem. That's today's isser. The isser specifically for a vine. One is not allowed to be zorea tevua o yerakos in a vineyard. Number two. So, kilai zraim, kilai hakerem. Number three, one is not allowed to cross-breed animals. Shalola harbia behema kilayim. Number four, one is not allowed to cross-work animals. Put two animals together on a wagon. Shalola asos malacha bekilai behema keechad. And number five, what we call shatnez. Shalola lilbosh kilayim. The isra of not wearing kilayim. There is another isra related, and that is the isra of eating and getting benefit from Kilai HaKerem, specifically number two, as an Isser Hana'ah, but that the Rambam talks about in Hilchos Machalas Asuros. That is not an Isser of Zuri, it's an Isser of Achila, and that's why the Rambam, in his classic structural categorizing way, leaves that one out, even though it has to do with Kilayim, but leaves that one out of Hilchos Kilayim and puts that in Hilchos Machalas Asuros. Those are the five categories of Kilayim that we know exist in Halacha. Just an interesting note, if you look in the Radvaz at the beginning of Hilchas Kilayim, the Radvaz notes that usually he doesn't have, Radvaz, we don't have a commentary of the Radvaz on every Sefer of the Rambam. But the Rambam, why do we have it on here on Sefer Zraim? We have the Kesef Mishnah on the outside and the Radvaz on the inside. Says the Radvaz, Lefisha Ra'isi Bohem Hasagas Harbei, Laharaivitzal. The Ravid jumps on the Rambam many times. Velo Nimsa Etzleinu Lo Magin Mishnah, Velo Migdal Oz. We don't have the two of the great defenders of the Rambam, Magin Mishnah and the Migdal Oz. Migdal Oz goes to, Magen Mishnah always quotes sources for the Migdal Oz as well. He's not as well known, but on the bottom of the Rambam, the Marshal even gets upset in one place at the Migdal Oz, that he defends the Rambam to an extreme, that even if the Rambam seems totally wrong, the Migdal Oz will stand on his head to defend the Rambam. But because we don't have these great Mefarshim on this Sefer, Velo Misha Lamad Zachuso Shal Rabbeinu, Yatzasi Chutz L'Mechitzasi. I have gone out of my normal Mechitza, says the Radvaz, L'Hachnis Roshi Bein Silei machlokes arishonim, to put my head between the machlokes rishonim, vashem azreni ubadakti an makam shiadi magatz lahalitz ba'ad harav. I have to defend the Rambam, not what I usually do, but I have to ubo batakli bi yazreni levaer gam sefer zraim. So I did it on kadshim karbanos, I did it on avoda, and now I do it on zraim. V'yavabi shadavar kasheh shelo nimsa talmud bavli v'hayirushalmi ain anu regilin bo. And even though this is different than avoda and karbanos, because at least there you have Seder Kadshim, and you have Bavli, but on Hilchas Kilayim, you don't have anything. You don't have the Bavli. He says, Vahai Yerushalmi, even though we have Yerushalmi on Zeroyim. Mikal Makom, Eshtadel Letareitzu Levaer Diver Rebeinu Kviya Shor Tasig Yadi, V'alav Nismachti Ye Impi Lushoni, V'yareni Yatashur Adaber V'tashur Achaber. So the Radvaz says, I'm going to try to help out the Rambam in Hilchas Kilayim and all of Sefer Zrayim. So these are the five Isurim relating to Kilayim, and all of them have very different rules in terms of what is allowed and what is not allowed. So today's Isur is the Isur of Kilay HaKerem. We already had earlier some, but right now we're going to have Kilay HaKerem, the Isur of planting Kilay HaKerem, the Isur of eating Kilay HaKerem, then we're going to have the Isur of cross-working animals, then we're going to have the Isur of Shatnes. Cross-breeding animals was done earlier, as well as the Isur of Kilay Zrayim. So the Torah tells us, Lo Sizra Karmacha Kilayim. One shall not plant in their Kerem Kilayim. Interesting lashon. It doesn't say don't make your kerem into kilayim. It says don't plant kilayim in your kerem. We'll have to see exactly how Chazal understand that lashon. Pentikdash. If you do, be careful. It's going to become holy. It's going to become sanctified. It's going to become aser. Hamleah hazera asher tizra. What has grown? What has filled out? Usvu asakarem. So it's all going to become aser. Pentikdash. Rashi quotes the uncleis ketargumo tistaav. Tistaav means it's going to become dirty and tameh. Called davar hanitav al haadam. Anything that is nitav, that is disgusting on a person, bain l'shvach, or nitav means separated. Bain l'shvach kagon hektish, bain l'gnai kagon davar aser. If it's off limits, whether it's in, for the positive reasons that it's hektish, whether for the negative reason because it's aser, nofel balashon kiddush, kamo al tagish bi kid kiddash ticha, as it says in Yishayo. But that is the halacha. When it's aser to plant Kilayim Bekerim. So what exactly is the Isser, which by the way, as we'll talk about, is discussed in Yeridea Simin Reish Tzadivav. This is all Halakha L'maisa. Halakha L'maisa, Kilay HaKerem, Kilay Zrayim. It does not depend on time. It does depend on place, as we'll see, but that is the Isser. So let's see. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shelo L'zroa Mine HaTfua Bekerim. One is not allowed to plant and sow types of tevua, which can mean grains or other growths, in a kerem. Velo, canvas velo, for other types of these types of plants. And he quotes the Sifri. It already says, Kilay Zrayim. What is this adding? When I plant Kilay Akerim, I'm really violating two. This is more inclusive. Kilay Tevua, Kilay Zrayim is one Isser. Kilay HaKerem is also Kilay Zrayim. It's Kilayim of growths, but as the added Isser of a vineyard. The Kilay HaKerem, Pirushu, Zacharnam Lavracha. What exactly is it? So here's the definition for the Isser Daraisa. Shem Shnei Mine Zrayim Shel Tevua Im Garine Anavim. Kilay HaKerem means there's Kilayim there, separate from the Kerem, but you plant the Kilayim in the Kerem. So it's really three items. And that's Rabbi Yoshia, Zeu Shamar Rabbi Yoshia, Enochavet, Shiz Rachita, Saor, Vachartson, Bebapolos Yad. One is only Chayav Daraisa if one plants, or seeds, wheat, barley, vine, in one hand throw. I take three seeds in my hand. I take wheat and barley and vine seed, and I throw it into the field. If I do it in one act, that is the Isser Daraisa of Kilay HaKerem. Anything other than that is going to be Durabanan. There's a lot of Durabanans. But if I planted one after another, for example, the Minchas Chinuch says right on the bottom here, Ve'nasu min haTorah el b'mapolas yad, at once, Hayinu b'bas achas, avalim zara b'zeh achar zeh, the same thing, but I do it one after another, Eino Chayev, that's not the Isser Daraisa. V'kol ha'archakos hein rak midurabanan. So it's all Durabanan, many extensions. How do you get this from the Pasuk? Tachi mashmaluhu, karmicha kilayim. Don't plant in your kerem kilayim. It sounds like it's kilayim separate from your kerem. To be done kilayim levan mi karmicha. Right? That is the way that we understand it. What if you only plant one? What if I only plant wheat in the vineyard? So that, is that mutter? Is that Aser Durabanan? That's the Minchas Chinuch's question in Sifkat and Aleph. He seems to say it's a machlokas rishonim, and he's noted to say that it is mutter. The Isser is Kilayim in your Kerem. If you plant Kilayim somewhere else, that's a regular Isser of Kilay Zrayim. If you plant Kilayim in the Kerem, that's two. But if you just plant one item of Zrayim in your Kerem, the Torah doesn't say a word about that. So it's not Aser. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Avo b'min ha'chadim chartzan, ein lokim mishum Kilay HaKerem. One min with chartzan, with vine, so you're not going to get Malkus. V'gam ein lokim mishum Kilay Zrayim, you're not going to get Malkus with Kilay Zrayim either. Because Kilay Zrayim is defined as two Zrayim. Kerem is defined as a different type of growth. Look at the Rambam. Mutter l'zroa Zrayim v'zera ilon ke'echad. A Zrayim is one category, growths. of plants, but trees are a different category. So the Rambam says you're allowed to plant zroim and trees together. V'lo chilik bin zera im chartzon near the mutter. Sounds like it's mutter. Im lo zara kilayim rak zera v'chartzon ein chilik bin zera milan acher de ino chayev klau. Right, therefore it should be mutter. But then he quotes other Rishonim, sounds like it's usser, so I'm not 100% sure, but that is the Rambam, and that is the Sefer HaChinuch. How do we know we paskin like this? So there is an important lashon that one has to remember from Brachas, Brachas Chav Beis, where the Gemara says, right, the Gemara quotes this elsewhere as well, in Maseches Chulin, the Gemara says, we paskin like the three elders. Nog, Alma, Kahani, Tlasavi. The Minog, Olam is like those three elders. Which three elders? Karebi Eloi, Bereshis Hagez, like Rebbe Eloi and Reshis Hagez, the mitzvah that we discussed already. That Reshis Hagez, the first shearings of my sheep, is only in Eretz Yisrael. So we paskin like Rebbe, even though that, is that a mitzvah Tuya Baretz? No, it's connected to the animal. But that is what Rebbe Eliyahu say. That's the first elder that we hold like. Number two, Kreb Yoshia Bikilayim. That's us. Lo Sizrachal Karmacha Kilayim. Lo Olam Enochai Vashi Yizra. Chita Sa'or Vacharzen Mapolas Yad. This is the rice is only if I do it two other items plus vine at once. And the third elder, Kreb Yehuda Ben Beseira B'Divrei Torah. That's why this is in Brachas Chav Beis. Like Kreb Yehuda Ben Beseira, who holds that Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tumah, even though Ezra made a takana, that to learn Torah, to bench, to daven, want us to go to the mikvah beforehand. But we passing like Kreb Yehuda Ben Beseira. Ein Divrei Torah Mekablin Tumah. So the world is Noah could that like those three elders, one of them being Rabbi Yoshia, and that is what the Sefer HaChinuch just quoted. Let's continue. Misharshe mitzvahs kilayim. So the shorish of the mitzvah of kilayim, the root of shan is a kilayim, kasafti al tzad apshat, kimin hagi, I already wrote earlier in Parshas Kedoshim, where I discussed the mitzvah of, what's the first kilayim that comes up? The isser of crossbreeding. Right, the pasuk says there, behemtecha lo sarbiya kilayim, and then sadcha lo sizra kilayim. Right, those are the other two isurim of shatnez and kedoshim, the isur of kilay behema and the isur of kilay zeraim. So if you look there, the Sefer HaChinuch says in the shorish of the mitzvah of kilayim in general, and this applies to all five categories. Ki Hashem Baruch Hu bara olamo b'chachma b'tfuno v'das. Hashem created the world with unbelievable wisdom. Va'asa v'tzier kol hatzuros l'fi masha yetzorich inyanan, and he created everything that should be created. Roy lios mechuvenes kivun ha'olam u'baruch hu hayodeya. He is the one that knows. Va'yaro lakim es kol asher asa v'hinei tov ma'od. He saw it all and it was all good, and therefore there was nothing lacking. Hakol nigle v'yadua v'nira l'fan of kodem ma'isa kamo achar ma'isa. He sees. The Torah says he saw and it was good, even though God is outside of time. What does it mean? He created something and then he looked at it and says, oh, great, I'm so happy, satisfaction. But the Torah is written in a way that we can understand it. And since we know this, Tziva l'chol min u'min, Hashem said, he commanded every min and human beings, if they're in charge of the minim, to stay within their minim, not to create new minim. Right? That's what the Sefer HaChinuch says, based on the Ramban. Doesn't quote the Ramban, but the Ramban is the one that made this idea well known, and Lamaisa. The Ramban writes in Kedoshim, there, Yutes. V'hatam b'kilayim, what's the isser, the reason behind kilayim? Ki Hashem bara b'minim ba'olam b'chol ba'alei anafashos, b'tzmachim u'ba'alei nefesh hatznu'ah. Hashem created all beings, growers, and animals. And people, v'nasan b'hem koach ha-tolada, and he gave them the power to reproduce themselves. She'yis kaimu aminim bohem lo'ad, kol zman she'yirtzu, v'yis barach b'kiyim ha'olam. V'tziva b'kocham, and he gave them the power, she'yotziyu l'mineyem, v'lo yishtanu lo'ad lo'olam, sh'nemar b'kulam l'mineyhu. If somebody comes along now and creates something new, in a vineyard, in animals, anywhere, v'hamarkiv sh'nei minim, mishane u'machish b'maiseh b'reishas. He is starting up and contradicting the world of creation, ki'ilu yachshov, as if he's saying, Hashem, you forgot something, shelo hishlam HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam o'kal ha-tzarech, this is one thing that Hashem forgot, so I'm gonna finish it up. No, there's only one area where Hashem says, you finished the job, and that's bris milah. Mitzvah number two, if you remember, we discussed this 547 or so mitzvahs ago. The Sefer HaChinuch said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man 99%. The last 1%, he says, you finish it up. To teach man self-perfection. But it's about self-perfection. It's not about perfecting the world if God left something out. So says this the Ramban, when we create something new, using the minim, that the raw materials, v'yachposu la'azar b'briyaso shel olam, lo'hosif bo'ar b'riyos, we want to be mosif, a new creation. V'haminim b'balei chayim, this doesn't mean that you can't build a table. A table is wood, and you use the raw materials that Hashem gave to make a table. That's an application. That's a usage of the raw materials. You're not creating a new raw material. To create a new raw material, that's a question. So here it's creating a new animal. That's not just using. That's another step. So he says, "Amina b'bali chayim lo yolid amim b'shein amino." If I create a mule, if I take a donkey and a horse, it's not going to continue. They're not going to be able to reproduce. But again, this is the isser of kilayim, markiv kilayim, ozaran v'chdeisha yinkuzem izem mevatel chukos shamayim. This is the important sheet of the Ramban, that when you do kilayim, one is playing God. And that is the isser. And that's why we mentioned then that when Dr. Abraham went to speak to Rav Yashiv about the isser, the issue of cloning animals, cloning people, even all the research that is being done out of all the makoros and sources that Rav Yashiv was shown, this Ramban was the one that had a resonance, and this is the one that he said, yes, it's relevant to the issue of cloning. We're not playing God. We can't play God as an isser of playing God. That is what the Sefer HaChinuch says there, which he alludes to again here. But then the Sefer HaChinuch says, I just have to add one thing to this isser, and that is, so why isn't the isser of Kilai Zra'im enough? Why do you have to have a separate isser of Kilai HaKerem? V'yadayin, says the Chinuch, Tzrich Hanan Ledaber Po, Matam Nischadei She'isser B'Kerem, to be inabo Kilayim Milvad HaKerem. So if you do Kerem, you violate two isserim. What do you need a separate isser for? Ulai Nomar, says the Sefer HaChinuch. Fascinating. Kimihiyos kerem davar chashuv ma'od. Since a kerem, as we know, is very chashuv. We know what comes out of the kerem is zochet to a bracha b'fnei atzma. Right? Wine. Does not get a shahakol. V'koach tiv'o rav. And it has great, its essence is amazing compared to all other fruit. Yebata limo min echa la'olam. Maybe one would think that if anything else gets mixed into it, then it's just nullified. And it's still called a kerem. That's not called kilai zrom. Kilai zrom is where you have two parallel items that are different, and therefore there's a problem with putting them together. But if you have something in a kerem, the other thing loses its status. V'lo yechashev l'kilayim v'l'klum, and it's not kilayim, it's nothing. It's just swallowed up. Al-kein hizrach ha-kazav shnei minim milvad ha-kerem. And that is why the Torah tells us, Asir, but that's also why the Isra, as we said before, from Rabbi Yoshia, is two items besides the kerem. It's not just one. It's two items besides the kerem. V'ulai mikoach zeh, and it's similar to the idea that we have in Hilchos Brachos, that kol she'ish bo mechameshes ha-minim, mevarech an olav b'rei mezonos, that the five grains are so chashuv that they merit their own bracha, and they can never be batel unless they're used just for keeping the other ingredients together or making sure it doesn't burn. But in any case, it's a similar idea here. That's what we would have thought. That's what the Torah has to say. No, it's usher, but it's only usher if there are two elements. Also, what's the daraisa? And this is a machlokas rishonim. What's the daraisa? Says the chinuch, grains. Right, wheat and barley, those are chashuv items. Shem chashuvim bi'inyanam, like canvas and luf. Aval shar aminim, other types of maybe vegetables, maybe other items that wouldn't be in the daraisa of kilei hakerem. Because memela, maybe another daraisa lever, they're batel. Kolam yisbatlu ha-magafanim, ve'enam asura mi-daraisa el mi-drabana. So there's a lot of issues on a drabana level. To get the daraisa, it's very, very limited. Again, you have to do two of the chashuv items plus a kerem in one fell swoop, bebas, achas, as it says Mapolas Yad. The Rambam on this mitzvah, Mor Nevuchim, as he does by most of the mitzvot, talks about Chukos Ha'akum, and this is how they used to plant in front of their temples, in front of their Avodah Zarah. Then that's, one should just be aware of that. In the footnote there, I quote this again from the Mor Nevuchim in Gimel Lamed Zayin. Midini HaMitzvah. The Chinuch again says, what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? As he mentioned before, in Isser Mishim Kilei HaKerem in HaTorah Ela Tvua Kanvas V'Lof. The five types of grain, kanvas and loaf, are certain types of chashuv plants. Avalizroa yirakos, but vegetables, visharminim, vacharzan, asar midrabanan. If I take tomatoes and cucumbers and vine at one time, that is an iser dirabanan. Iser dirabanan. Tosfos discusses this the Minchas Chinuch discusses this, quoting Tosfos. He says, for Tosfos, it sounds like maybe vegetables are mutter. Only the Chamesh Yemini Tua Kanvas Halo for Asim in the Torah. But the Ran is clear. The Ran says it's not Dafka to be Memayit others. It's Fafuke other Shar Zerune Gina that are not edible. But all other vegetables are Daraisa. Again, this is the Minchas Chinuch quotes all of the pertinent shitos. Also, within the Durabana, one is not allowed to plant any of these items next to, not only in the vineyard, but even next to, Olita Geffen, Betzara Yerek, Otfuam, Nechshashar Kava, is going to cross breed in it and cross get nutrition underneath. All of those are Asa Durabana. And Im Asa Kane, and if you let it happen, and if you did this, it could even be Asa Bahana'a, Mi Durabanan, as we're going to talk about by the Shem in the next mitzvah. Finishing up says, V'chinach, V'noag Yisr, Kilay Akerem, V'scharim, V'nekevis, the mitzvah applies, this Isser applies to men and women, Mina Torah, Be'eret Yisrael, Levad, Mida Raisa, only in Eretz Yisrael. Umidirabanan afilu b'chutz laaretz. This is a mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz that we apply in chutz laaretz on a dirabanan level. V'yafalpi, and says the chenach, even though I mentioned earlier that kilai zra'im do not apply in chutz laaretz, darais in Eretz Yisrael and nothing in chutz laaretz, says the chenach, quoting Chazal, we're machmir by kilai akerem, because that's a more chamris, that's even aser b'hana. So we take a cue from the Torah. If the Torah asks it, even b'hana, we are going to be machmir and aser midirabanan even in chutz laaretz. That's why kilai akerem is Aser in Chutz La'aretz, even Aser Bahana. I'm sorry, it's Aser Bahana, and therefore it's Aser in Chutz La'aretz, unlike when it comes to Kilai Zra'im. The overall Zen, if somebody violates and is Zorea, Chita, Sora, Chartzan, in Apolos Yad, in Eretz Yisrael, there's Malchus Daraisa Miyad Shezaran. Right when you put the seed in, and in Chutz La'aretz, it is Durabanan. But regarding Iser Hana'a, leading into the next mitzvah, that's only after it takes root. The Menachas Chinuch says, look what I wrote earlier in Reisa Deches and Timsa Nachas. You'll find Nachas. What does that mean? If you remember, we had a long discussion of this in Reisa Deches in the issue of cooking and doing malachas on Shabbos, where he talks about some malachas are defined right away and some malachas are defined later. So for example, Bishul, Rafia, the Gemara says, if I put something on the fire, then I take it off before it cooks, I don't violate the Issur D'oraisa of Bishul, because the Maaseh didn't cook. But the Menachas Chinuch, big chiddush against the Rishash in Shabbos Ayin Gimel. Menachas Chinuch says, but Zriya, planting, if I put a seed in the ground and 10 minutes later I take it out of the ground, I have already violated the Issur D'oraisa of Zoreya right at the Shas HaZriya. You have to bring a carbon chatos for that. Major machlokas. That's what he refers to at the end here. So that's what he says again. That's the chinuch, that right away, by Malchus D'oraisa, right when you're Zoreya it, even though the Issur Ana is only later. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We'll continue next time with the other element of Kilai HaKerem.